This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Somalia's government announced the end of a 7-hour deadly siege in the capital, Mogadishu, Sunday night. It left 9 people dead. Mohamed Nur Galal, a well-known retired general and former defense minister, was among those confirmed killed in the attack on the popular Hotel Afrique. The hotel, located along a strategic road linking downtown Mogadishu with the international airport, is frequented by politicians, lawmakers, and senior civil servants. Security forces were able to rescue dozens of people from the hotel during the siege. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Police said all 4 Al-Shabaab militants who stormed the hotel were killed. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets Sunday in a fresh round of protests against President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters in Rio de Janeiro paraded in cars and on bicycles, shouting for Bolsonaro's removal. Demonstrations also took place in Sao Paulo and outside federal buildings in the capital, Brasilia. Bolsonaro, who tested positive for the coronavirus last summer, has been routinely criticized by scientists and health experts for not enacting measures that would minimize the spread of the disease. Brazil has recorded the 2nd highest number of deaths and the 3rd highest number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the world. This according to data from the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. More than 224,000 Brazilians have died of the virus since the pandemic began. 2 weeks ago, Brazil approved Britain's AstraZeneca vaccine and China's CoronaVac for emergency use against the virus. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.